Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Anika Zubair, and welcome back to the next episode of the Customer Success Channel podcast, brought to you by PlanHat, the modern customer platform. This podcast is created for anyone working in or interested in the customer success field. On this podcast, we will speak to leaders in the industry about their experiences and their definitions of customer success and get their advice and best practices on how to run a CS organization. Today, we are speaking to Emmanuel Malanda, who is an accomplished CS leader and is currently the global head of customer success at Calypso, a front-to-back technology solution for financial markets. Prior to Calypso, Emmanuel has held various other CS leadership positions at SunGard Financial Systems, Gresham Tech, and he has made his way into customer success from starting as a support desk engineer. Today, we will speak to Emmanuel about building effective customer success workflows that will help save CSMs time and optimize their processes both internally and externally using data. As CS teams grow and scale, it is important to use data and operations teams and appropriate workflows to make sure your CSM is using their time strategically rather than doing admin tasks. So let's find out Emmanuel's tips and tricks on how he is doing this at his team as they scale. So Emmanuel, welcome to the podcast. Before we get into today's topic, I would love if you could let our listeners know a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in CS and how did you end up as the head of customer success at Calypso?
Thank you, Anika, for having me today. Excited to be on the podcast. As a way of introducing myself, I'm currently the global head of customer success at Calypso. Calypso is a leading provider of cloud-enabled capital market and investment management software. I lead a team of customer success managers dotted around the world. And in that team, I also have CS Ops. The mission is simple, really, creating value for our customer. That's how we want to operate. That's the mind frame that we operate in. And to answer your question about how I got into CS, it's something of a journey, which I would say was a scenic route. And my journey started many, many years ago when I visited a bank in the Zaire, which is now called the Democratic Republic of Congo. At the time, they had bought a mainframe computer to revolutionize how they were serving their customers, right? And when I visited the bank, was really to see this machine. But as the day went on, I realized that actually it wasn't the machine, but actually what the people were able to achieve through this machine, which was never not being done by any other bank. They were providing value. They were providing new services. They were providing something that people were longing for, right? Fast forward that many years after that interaction, I went into computing, which led me into banking and into fintech. And throughout this time, the mindset was really, how do we utilize the tools that we have to ensure that we meet the desires of the people on the other side in terms of what they are trying to achieve from a business perspective or a goal that they've set themselves. That's kind of what led me through. And of course, throughout that journey, I had people directing me and showing me the path. But that's kind of how I got hooked up into CS, right? That aspect of looking at a problem, looking at what is on the table and seeing how you could add value to the next person, right? So or the person that is trying to achieve something. So in short, that's my route into CS.
I love that. I love that it's the non-conventional as well. I do love that our discipline in customer success and everything about it means you can take the scenic route into customer success. I know you had a few roles in support. Like you said, you started in the banking world and now working in fintech. It's awesome how that kind of did 360 for you as well. But let's focus on Calypso and your current role. What would you say is the most exciting part about being head of customer success right now at Calypso?
I think the most exciting part is the fact that there's never a day that is the same, right? We are constantly facing challenges and our customers are facing challenges. And the thing I love about my team in particular is that they are always looking at what they could do for their customers. That's one of the important part of doing this job, right? Because at the same time, as much as it's an enjoyable piece of work that one could get involved with, it also could become very difficult if you are not that individual that enjoys having that kind of interaction and providing value. So yes, customer success is something that my team enjoys, but most of it, of all, what I see is that these guys actually do care about the customer. So I think that's an important piece and of what I enjoy with my team right now.
Awesome. And I know you guys have experienced a lot of growth within the customer success team at Calypso. And over the past 2 years, you've seen a lot of growth in the customer success operations role, which is what we want to talk about today. And maybe for our listeners, can you give us a bit of background as to what a customer success operation role means at Calypso and what you've hired for and why this role is so important inside your organization?
Yeah, thanks for that, Anika. I think for me, one thing, I started this journey of bringing in a CS ops into our CS practice. I started this journey 2 years ago. I still remember the conversation I had with my current CS ops lead, who at the time was a senior member of the CS team. We discussed about his career aspirations, and naturally we gravitated towards a function that would provide the required support that the CS practice needed. And for me, that is an important piece and the element that resulted in creating this function within the CS structure. I saw a structure that would enable our CS to spend much more time with our customers. Call it the CSM of the CSMs. That's kind of how we started our journey. And the objectives really were defined into 6 objectives. How we could implement and maintain tools and processes to enable us to scale. Clearly documenting and communicating around processes, helping us to assess the effectiveness of those playbooks. That was one of the objectives. Identifying those areas that needed improvement by reducing friction. Reducing friction here, I mean, is everything that impedes the smooth running of the journey of either the customer, but also the CSM themselves in performing the function. The fourth point was around facilitating and driving initiatives around the CS strategy, but also around everything that was going on in the ecosystem within Calypso. And of course, the final point was around making sure that our teams were, you know, trained, had the right equipment in terms of material, but also everything else that they would need to make sure that at each interaction they were having with a customer, they would provide value. So those were kind of the function and the objectives that laid out our journey into creating the CS ops function within the organization.
Yeah, I really love that. I also love that you just mentioned a CSM for the CSMs. And I think a lot of businesses forget that CS is such a huge revenue driver. There's so much data and so many metrics that the CS team is responsible for. And how do you optimize that? How do you make sure your data is flowing correctly, but also that everything is running at 110% so that your team can run super efficiently? And that's where operations really comes in, whether you're in CS or sales or marketing, et cetera. So I really love that you guys brought that in.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, it's a balance between you looking at the tasks that needs doing, that need to get done because it's part of running a practice within a business. It's between choosing that, having somebody that focuses on making sure that part runs smoothly, and saying, you know what, I'm not going to have that part, but actually I'm going to depend on my CS guys to take care of those activities. So do you want your CSM to spend more time developing playbooks, identifying opportunity for automation, monitoring data accuracy, designing matrix, building and maintaining template, the works? Do you want your CSMs to focus on that? Or do you want them rather, you know, focus solely on what drives value at your customer and providing that value to your customer. So that's kind of where that the balance comes in, and why I believe from my perspective that it's important to have this structure to enable your CS organization to scale.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think you've just already answered my next question, which is why should a company have a CS operations role? But let's go a little bit deeper, because some companies have revenue roles or revenue operations, marketing operations, sales operations. Why have a dedicated customer success operations role within your organization?
I think it all depends. I'm all about leveraging resources, right, and using them efficiently. While I understand there are some tasks that can be done efficiently from a pool of individuals, making them cover multiple areas, there is also a fine line, and this is the reason why I had my business case around creating the CS Ops within Calypso, was around how much do we want those individuals to specialize so that they understand exactly what the CSM need and care about in order for them to carry out their job effectively. And that requires time. And from my perspective, even if there are people that are of a different view, I don't believe by combining or using a resource pool of individuals that cover multiple areas, that there will be that targeted and focused view on ensuring that we understand what the CSMs need and how we get there. So that's kind of why potentially one of those guys that don't believe in bringing all those functions together and using for pool of resources, but rather having an operations team that are dedicated for the functions that they are serving.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think also the other trap you fall in is if you do have someone who's across multiple disciplines or multiple departments, they then become an administrator. They don't become someone who's an operator who's there to really drive value, bring processes, make sure that your CSMs are really optimized and using 100% of their time effectively when you are just an administrator. And that's what the CS role is here. A CS Ops is much more than just administrator for your tool, like you mentioned earlier. It's someone who's there as strategic, data-driven, who's going to be able to put those processes in place and really know the customers and the customer lifecycle in and out.
Exactly. It's about, you know, creating the templates. It's about understanding the context. It's about, okay, I've put a workflow in place. How is that workflow being utilized by the CSMs? Are they utilizing it effectively? It's understanding, is that playbook designed just right? And if not, what can we take? And without having that element added to the function, meaning that the CS Ops, you rather, if you go about it, from my perspective at least, if you go about it by utilizing a pool of resources that are doing multiple other things, you don't allow those creative juices to flow in terms of bettering the CS function. So that's kind of how I've taken it. I know there are individuals who think otherwise, and I respect their view. But in my context within Calypso, I found that it worked better to have a CS Ops creator.
I like that. And we've talked a lot about the importance of the role and why a company should have a CS operations role. But when should a company start to possibly hire for CS operations? That's always a tricky one. Now you've definitely justified to your executive team or your board, okay, I need the budget for this headcount. Now, when should I go about actually hiring someone?
That's a tricky question. And I think it's very much dependent on each organization and the path they are in that CS journey. But I think the real question is, or at least the point is right for me when I look at, you know, when is the right time to bring a CS Ops, is when is that time do you actually think that is the right time to have people that are dedicated within the practice to take care of some of the function. The CS Ops tasks and function have always been there since the beginning, right? Maybe being done by CSM or maybe by the head of CS and so on. But really, there comes a point where you have to decide whether you are going to continue with that path or you are ready to scale. So I think it's really much, to answer your question, I would say it's very much dependent on each organization and where they are situated into their journey. But it's also dependent on the point where are they ready to scale? Is there been a growth in terms of customers, which would then allow you to say, okay, you know what? We need to spend more time developing the workbooks, the journey, and so on. And that needs to be, you know, a focused attention rather than a split shared attention by the CSM.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. And I think that that's where all businesses really need to double down on in operations or the tools they use is at a point of scale, at what it becomes unsustainable to continue hiring more CSMs that are not only doing your executive business reviews, but they're also even designing the templates and playbooks and emails. And all that is just unsustainable. It's fine when you have 10, 20, 50, maybe even 100 customers, but there comes a point when you're spending more time doing some of the administrative style work rather than the strategic side.
And you also want to bring some sort of element of making the journey feel the same, right? I know each customer have got their own individual journeys, experience, and so on. But in terms of material that we are producing, in terms of templates, in terms of decks, in terms of all this stuff that is provided today, especially when I look at my context by the CS Ops, when you have multiple people doing their own things of that very same element, you are duplicating work, you are doing stuff that is not optimal, right? So I think that's the point where in the beginning, as you are starting off, it may make sense, you know, you have two or three people, you know, gathering together, doing things and so on. But as you start to scale and you want to reach more customers, you want to spend more time with the customers, that's the time when you say, okay, you know what, let's have this function that is going to take care of all this and to make sure that it's all standardized across, and the CSMs are just going to tweak here and there and provide the value to our customers and utilize, maximize time that these guys have got in front of our customers so that they can bring the value that we require them to bring to our customers.
Definitely. I think also another use case or a reason for having operations is, like you said, standardizing everything. And when you have CSMs that you're now hiring all across the world that are servicing customers all across the world, you want to make sure the customer journey and customer experience in Sydney, Australia is the same as it is in San Francisco, as it is in London, as it is everywhere else in the world. You want to make sure your customers are getting those outcomes. And no matter if it's Sally in Sydney or Bob in California, it doesn't matter the CSM, you want to make sure they're following a framework of success with each customer. So let's talk a little bit more about metrics for this role. I know that we usually measure CSMs on renewals and churn and upsells, which is pretty straightforward now in CS, but this CS Ops role, it's something new. It's something that people are adopting recently. What kind of metrics would you hold responsible for this role?
From my perspective, and this is very much how I'm measuring my CS Ops within Calypso, it's really putting in place metrics that will show the efficacy in enabling the CSM team from meeting their goals, right? Each of those CSMs in my teams have specific goals in terms of where they need to be in the positive relationship activities towards their customer, you know, but also from customers. Their goals towards the retention and also the churn prevention and so on. There are goals around whole client engagement part, but also upsell, cross-sell, and so on. So for me, it's really when I'm looking at the CS Ops, is really how effective are they in assisting, in enabling. It goes back to what I mentioned earlier on. How are they being the CSM of the CSMs? And this is where the metrics that we are utilizing is very much focused on the operational efficiency. And that's kind of how I'm measuring the effectiveness of the practice today.
Awesome. Yeah, it's so important to make sure you're giving your CSMs that time and space, and making sure you're measuring your operations on that is so, so key. I totally agree with that. Now, data is a big part of the role for CS operations. What sort of data should someone in CS ops be reporting on in order to build those effective workflows for CSMs? What should they be looking at?
Yeah, so for me, the sort of data is when I'm looking at, if I go back to, you know, the effectiveness and the efficiency that operational efficiency that I mentioned previously, is really looking at not only how customer data is within all the systems and so on and so forth, but also how much of what they have done is actually bettering the CSM. How many playbooks have been implemented, right? And how are those playbooks being effectively being used? That's data that I'm looking at to see the effectiveness of the CS ops. The new processes that they've implemented, how much of those have saved time for the CSM? That collection of data that shows, okay, you know what, we had this situation, and as a result of a process that we've implemented, this has resulted in an operational efficiency of X. There's also the satisfaction, not only of the, it's not the satisfaction of the end user, because if they are being the CSMs of the CSM, of course, the end result is that the customer at the end is more satisfied because they are seeing the value more rapidly. They are seeing the CSM effectiveness being right in front of their eyes, but also how much of the CSM actually are satisfied in terms of what they are receiving from the CS ops. So that's kind of the data that I look at when I'm looking at effectiveness. I don't know if I've answered your question.
Yep. No, I think that's brilliant. I think that's also really important to focus on how you're freeing up time. And not only how you're freeing up time, but is that playbook actually something that is driving positive change for your customer success manager?
Yeah. There's no point in putting something, right, just for the sake of putting, creating templates that are never used, right, or putting health score parameters that are basically complicating and creating confusion within your CS team because people don't actually know what it means and how that relates to what they're actually seeing on the ground. So that data is an important element that I look at as well.
Yeah. And if there was just one report that someone in CS operations should report on, like if someone's new to the role and they're bringing the first report to their head of customer success, what report would that be and why?
It'll go back to what I mentioned earlier on. That report will be around operational efficiency. Because let's come back to it. The reason why I went to my boss and the reason why we have today a CS ops function within Calypso is because the business case was around operational efficiency of the practice and how much time it would save to X so that the CSMs could spend more time, provide and add value to our customers. So if there's one report that I would say somebody who's trying to present, you know, his leadership in relation to the CS ops, I would say it's about operational efficiency.
Awesome. And we talked earlier about how a CS operations person is the CSM for CSMs, but also their administrators for multiple CS tools. So can you maybe talk a little bit more about some system and tools that empower your customer team? What sort of tools should a CS ops be owning and how do they help CS teams scale?
Yeah, that's an interesting one because I'm one of those guys that think that, you know, it's again dependent on where you are. There are different tools that you may need in the journey that you are going through with a customer. For example, for an early startup, using Excel and Google Sheets and all these kind of things might be sufficient because if you don't have enough data about the customer that is out there and you can easily manage it via the systems that you have.
Yeah, but I think every team still uses Excel, no matter how large or small you are.
Exactly. I think it's all dependent. I think when you start a relationship with a customer, you start accumulating data about that customer. And the longer that that relationship goes on, there's more and more data and there's more and more nuggets of information that are sitting here and there. Everybody knows it's the basic of CS. And today, there are platforms out there that are facilitating that 360 view by bringing together all those bits and pieces of information into one place. While the systems of today have done a good job of bringing that information into one place, I think the next challenge is really to see how do we then use that information to draw insights. And that thing for me is on top of the Excel sheets and on top of the CS platforms that are out there, the next thing that we need to be looking at is, okay, we have all this data, it's all coming together. What tool do I need to have within my organization so that it provides me the insight that will allow me to provide value just in time and when my customer need it? Because we are all today bombarded by our attention, or rather should I say, we are bombarded by so many things that are seeking our attention. Now, how do I avoid my CSMs to be another distraction for my customers? That is really the question when I'm looking at the tools that we'll use or potentially what you want to implement. How do I effectively utilize that 360 view so that I'm not just bombarding customers with emails that they are never looking at, but really to be the point where when I'm looking at this data, it's an indicator for me to pick up the phone, call the customer and say, hey, you know, I see that you're doing this and or doing that. How can I help you in trying to achieve what you're trying to do? Or here is a bit of a bite-sized video that will enable you to do what you're trying to do because I see that you are failing to go past this point. That kind of insight is something that we need to be looking at as CS professionals.
Yeah, I love that you said that. It's so important to make sure that you are delivering value just in time. And also the fact that CS tooling is great and it's brilliant and it's providing so much value today. Like you said, a 360 view of your customer, a full health matrix, everything you're saying. But is that really driving value to your customer? Is that really going to make sure that they are sticky with your product and they're going to renew and they're going to be true advocates of everything that you are saying? And are you really driving value, or are you just doing things to tick a box? And I think that that's where tooling and where any CS operations really needs to look at tooling is like, are these tools helping our CSMs, but also are they really driving value to our customers?
Exactly. And with any tooling, right, it's very easy to create a complex machinery that nobody understands. And only the CS ops guys know which button to click and to tweak, to tune in order for things to, the bells and whistles to function. And I think this is the danger that we run into when we are looking at all this information coming into one place and us trying to derive insights out of that. I still believe that as CS, I know there are many tools that are out there that are coming up and so on, but I still believe that we have not yet got to the point where the tool is not only just deriving value to the CSM because they have all these alerts and bells and whistles that are running in front of them, but also how is it exactly helping the customer in achieving their goals, right? And this is where we need to be very careful whenever we're looking at tools to implement or tools that we put in place. How is that tool going to take you from a point where you have all this information, but being able to sift through that information and expose something that you may not have been able to see? And I think whoever comes to a point where they can do that and do that effectively, either by using AI or whatever machine learning, they will be onto something.
Yeah. Whoever does invent that, let me know. I'm curious to know when such thing exists.
I'm always curious to look at what people are doing. So I see new products popping up. I'm speaking with the founders, hearing what they are doing. So yeah, there are people that get it. You know, they see that, yes, the tools that are out there are doing a good job from a CS perspective, right? But then I think we need now to go into that next gen kind of CS tooling, which is basically going to be one of those that is not only aiding the customer, but is also learning from the CSM. What is it that the CSM is doing in the system? What is it that they are like seeing about they go into the system so that they can be more effective and suggesting to them what could be a potential value that they could bring to a particular customer?
Definitely. And we've talked a lot about how CS tooling and CS operations has to really focus on the customer, not just CSM. And CS operation is very much focused on data. But how are your CS operations sending value to your customers using data?
Yeah. So especially in my setup, right, one of the things that we have told ourselves is that the CS ops are not only providing value to the CSM, but there is also that indirect provision of value to our customers. And I will explain. For example, the whole workflow around webinars. And like I mentioned earlier on, we're looking at bite-sized videos that we are going to be presenting to our customers when we see a certain activity so that they can have most of a product. All that machinery behind there is actually owned by the CS ops team. And that's how they're providing value, because for each webinars that they're putting together, of course, they're conferring with the CSM, hearing, polling, and understanding what the customers would want to see. They are the guys who are responsible for that workflow, putting it out there, making sure that the customers are participating. But also for those bite-sized videos, it's the creation of that material, packaging it, but also making sure that the CSMs are aware that it's available, so that they can quickly utilize it and send it to their customers. That's kind of where my CS ops are bringing value to the end customers by creating all these things that the CSMs are using for their customers.
Yeah, it sounds like they're just basically setting up best practices or industry know-how or anything that can drive more value to the overall use of your product, and maybe industry specific, maybe vertical specific, maybe segment specific, but they're providing more content and more detail for your CSMs to have, more things to give to your customers that drive more value.
Exactly. Also around making sure that the CSMs are equipped and that they have everything that they need, right? When I talk about equipping, is also around the training, because if your CSMs are trained, they have the materials and everything that they need to do their work properly, and that's facilitated by the CS ops. The eventual beneficiary of that is your customers, right? So that's for me how, when I look at my CS ops, yes, they might be sitting in the engine room, right? Not in the coal face in front of customers, but really these are the operatives that are really driving the success of the practice.
Yeah, I really love that. I love that. Listen, we could keep talking all day and night about this topic, but I want to wrap up with our quick fire questions. So I'm going to challenge you to answer these next four questions with one sentence or less. Are you ready?
Yeah, I hope I'll be able to answer those.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so the first question is, what do you think is next for the CS industry?
I think I already mentioned it. It's the next generation for me is tooling that will enable us to not only look at the lagging indicators, but also be more predictive. I think we are getting there. We need to start looking at that more effectively as an industry. And I think this is where it's going next.
Yeah. I do think AI does have a big role in this, and it'll be interesting to see where CS is 10 years from now. Awesome. Next question. What sort of tool set does your CS team currently use?
Today, we're mainly using our CS platform. This is where I want my guys to spend most of their time. Of course, it's integrated and interconnected with multiple other systems that we're utilizing. But in terms of platform, in addition to ticketing systems and so on, one of the things that the CSMs are utilizing is our CS platform. And then from there, of course, they have the ability to jump to the underlying system. We made it a point within Calypso that yes, we may have some systems that we don't have connectivity to, but we are trying as much as possible to create that 360 view, and therefore our CS platform is the place where we are spending a lot of time today.
Yeah, it seems like your CS tool is the one-stop shop or the center hub of information that feeds in from multiple other places.
Exactly. And it has to be, right? Or else you're going to be having CSM spending the time going into system A, system B, you know, and this used to happen, right? When I look at my own team, when we started this journey to understand what, whether a customer had paid their invoices, we had to go to one system that required a VPN. And then you had to disconnect to that VPN to check whether they had received the invoice. And then you had to go into another system to look at the schedules. And the guys were just spending a lot of their time trying to piece that together. So it's important to have that central place. And this is why we invested so much in our CS platform.
Yeah. And that's so important to remember for anyone with any CS tool, is just to have a central location. Next question, what sort of compensations should a CSM get? Should it be just base salary, or should it be base salary plus a commission or variable?
I'll put a twist into that. For me, it's my preference is base plus performance-related bonus linked to specific CS targets.
Oh gosh, had to make it your own, but love that, love that. And my last question for today is, what is your favorite part of customer success or being a CSM?
I think it's the fact that every day is not the same. And for a person of my nature, I'm predisposed to not being so happy to do the same thing over and over. So, and for me, the CS world, and possibly the reason why I've gravitated toward it, is because you deal with a whole host of people. You know, you're dealing with people who are drivers, you're dealing with people who are amiable by nature, you're dealing with people that are analytical, you're dealing with people that are expressive, and all that mix of different personality type, we sort of experience it throughout the day and our journey. And for me, this is the most exciting part of our job.
Yeah, never gets dull. You get to speak to someone new every single day.
Exactly, exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Emmanuel, for your time and all your insights. I really appreciate it. And I think all our listeners would too. To continue the conversation, where can we find you?
So you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm in few of the communities that are out there. Again, grow and retain, and mostly on LinkedIn. So if you want to chat, drop me a note on LinkedIn. I'll be ready to have that chat with you.
Thank you so much, Emmanuel. Really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed the chat.
Amazing. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Customer Success Channel podcast today. We hope you learned something new to take back to your team and your company. If you found value in our podcast, please make sure to give us a positive review and make sure you subscribe to our channel as we release new podcasts every month. Also, if you have any topics that you would like me to discuss in the future, or you would like to be a guest on the podcast, please feel free to reach out. All my contact details are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time for more on customer success.